This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We are live. What's going on, everybody? I am back and I am so happy to see you guys as part of the live stream for today's episode of the Knicks Recap Podcast. I know I've been away for a while. Unfortunately, I did have some issues with my family. My mother is not doing too well. And I don't know if you guys actually know this, but I am a single dad. I do have a son. He's autistic and he's almost a teenager. Let that sink in for a little bit. I think when you consider all of those things together, you can pretty much understand why it's been a little tough for me to try to get to these lives. However, I'm trying to make a more consistent effort to get to these lives more often for you guys. I got a lot of DMs, a lot of hit-ups. People have been asking me, hey, Troy, where have you been? Where are the live streams? We want to see you go live. We want to see your reactions. We want to see that energy. I told them, you know, like I'm definitely coming back. I'm working my way there. And thankfully, as of right now, I'm at a place where I feel comfortable to get back to the lives. And I'm hoping to do this more often. I'm looking to do it weekly. But if I can't do it weekly, then, you know, I'm going to try to do it as best as I can. And not only that, I have so much more content for you guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but I have a lot of content creator friends. They want to come on the show. So we're going to do a lot of collabs. I know a lot of people as well, too, other journalists as well, people that you guys know. So I'll be doing some special guest live streams with them, too, and a couple of random live streams if something comes out that I just want to react to. So if you guys want to see that, make sure you do that. And shout out to the chat gang as well, too. I see you guys. Love to see you. It's beautiful out there. We are going to have a great show today because if you think about it, guys, there are a number of things going on right now for the Knicks. We're talking about reports coming out of everywhere. What are the Knicks going to do? Let's see here. Are the Knicks going to re-sign this guy? Are they going to let go of this guy? What's happening? But you know where all of those reports converge? It stops at one point. And it happened right after the Knicks got out of the playoffs. Excuse me. Where are the Knicks going to go from here? Who are they going to trade for? And if they're going to make a trade this offseason, which, by the way, most reports already have the Knicks making that trade this offseason. If they do that, what does that mean for us in terms of players that we're going to move and who we're going to target? Well, thankfully, ESPN, they actually gave us some information on who the Knicks' top trade targets are going to be for the offseason. So we're going to break that down. We're also going to talk about the salary cap and a couple of other things. And I bet you guys didn't think I was going to do this live. We're going to do that. And so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. By the way, doing that live feels so much better. Got to do that more often, but let's get started. The Knicks offseason trade targets have been revealed, and I'm very happy to give you all of these trade targets today. I can't lie. I saw the list from ESPN. Man, there are some favorites of mine on there, so I'll give you that. Then there are some other players, some questionable names on the list. We'll get to them. Because one thing we're going to talk about, I'm going to break down the list, of course. We're going to talk about each and every player, the realistic possibility that they could be traded to the Knicks. But more importantly, something I want to define today, best fit versus best player. We've been talking about this, I feel like, maybe for the entire season. What type of player do we need? Is it really, you know, the top superstar level players? Is a Giannis level player going to come here and change everything, make us a championship level team? Or if we go after the best fit, does fit matter more? That's what I want to talk about as well. And obviously, I want to get to you guys. I want to get to the chat gang. You guys, my supporters, all of the great subscribers. The reason I wanted to do lives, the reason I wanted to come back, the reason I wanted to do all of this was because of you. And I am so happy that you can join me on this journey today as we break down exactly where the Knicks are headed. Because a lot of people are asking me, well, Troy, they're going to run it back, right? They're definitely going to do that. Well, yeah, yes and no. They're going to run it back to an extent. I think their core stays the same. But if you're thinking that the Knicks are not going star hunting, you're kidding yourself. Shout out to my guy, Evan Cederdy from, I believe, Sports Illustrated. He has this account on the app X, and he broke down Fred Katz's report. And according to Katz, the Knicks internally consider this offseason the time to push their chips in for a star player via trade. New York owns all of their future picks and their future pick swaps, plus four additional first-round selections projected through 2027. And then the question comes up, who will New York target to pair alongside Jalen Brunson? And you know what? I think that's the clear question here. What's the best fit for Jalen? Because I can, you can ask me all day. If you've been a fan of this channel, you watch the show long enough, you know my guys, right? We can talk about it. Mikal Bridges, Devin Booker, and of course, Donovan Mitchell. A lot of other players, obviously, if they become available, I'll want the Knicks to go after them. I think everybody remembers during the trade deadline, I probably dropped the DeJounte Murray video maybe every other day. So if Murray becomes available, I might be a fan. But if you have questions for me after the show, after we break down some of these targets, please leave those questions in the chat. But I want to hear from you guys as well in terms of who you feel the Knicks are going to go after, who you feel the Knicks are going to target in chat, in the trades, because that for me is going to be something that we have to discuss. Realism here is a big part of it. And sometimes your comments, guys, I love you, but sometimes your comments, you're telling me we'll go after, I don't know, LeBron James and some of these other people. And when you say that, I kind of scratch my head. Thankfully, LeBron James is not on this list. But without further ado, I know you guys have been waiting. We've been talking about this ESPN list. They released the list, the Knicks' top trade targets for the offseason. Who's part of that list? Who made it on that list? Well, let's break it down. According to ESPN New York, these are the top trade targets for the Knicks. We got Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid. Oh, God. Paul George. And then Donovan Mitchell closes out the list. So basically, those are your top six. The top six trade targets, from ESPN New York regarding the Knicks and the players they're going to go after. Now, please make sure you leave a comment below and let me know, out of all of these players on this list, who do you think the Knicks should go after? What player do you think the Knicks should target? We're going to break down each and every player to see who's realistic and give you a more of a breakdown. And then obviously I'll tell you who I want to go after if you don't know already. But before we do that, I got to go to the chat, gang, right? You guys are lighting up the chat. It'd be really rude of me if I didn't. Shout out to 90s Knicks fan. Says, be strong, brother. Appreciate you, man. Mr. William, well understood. Blessing to you, brother, and continued peace to you and your family. Appreciate that, guys. If you guys missed the beginning of the stream, I was talking about how I wasn't doing as many lives as I wanted to because I was doing a lot at one point. I wanted to do more. But unfortunately, something happened with my family. My mother took ill. I had to take care of that situation. And I'm a single dad. So all those things together was a hard situation. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the prayers and support. I heard it all. Really. Thank you, guys. We got other shout outs here from Knicks Prophet Curry TV, which says, wishing your mom the best and quick recovery, my brother. Prayers go up to her. Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. Buzzer Beater. Guess who? I don't know who you are. I got to figure out who you are, I guess. Jason says, I think they'll go hard for Bridges if we lose OG. Well, let me put that to bed. We're not losing OG. We can't lose OG. We can't. All right. I'm going to go off in a couple of these things. As you know me, guys, I have that energy. I have that passion, especially when some things trigger me. We're not losing OG. We didn't trade RJ Barrett, Emmanuel quickly in a second round pick to lose OG Anunoby. A deal was worked out when they were traded for. When that deal went down, Leon Rose spoke to his son, Sam Rose, and said, hey, listen, son, talk to OG and let him know. We're going to take care of him this offseason. Maybe not give him the most money, but he's going to get paid. But OG, he's not going anywhere. Let's keep it going here. We got House of consciousness with a K, I believe. You got me there for a second. I love your work, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate the support. VSN Basketball, my brother Trippy. What's up, man? He says, my boy, Recap. I appreciate you. Buzzer Beater says, Spider. Rock says, Dream. 90 says, MB. We got Finesse J says, I'd like Murray and Isaac on this list. I'm guessing he means Isaac from the Orlando Magic. Booker, but only if we keep Julius. We got King Deej in the house. My God, Deej. Salute to you, my dog. If you're not following King Deej, by the way, because you talk about content creators, he may not call himself one, but fuck it. I'm going to call him one. Excuse my cursing for that. You might hear some of those kind of slide out. That is my normal language a lot of the time, so apologies for that. But if you're not following King Deej, you have to do it. Talk about space extraordinaire. Talk about a guy who has so many notable guests on his show. Shout out to Nick at Night. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're not part of that life, get part of Nick's Twitter. Follow my guy, D. Shout out to you, brother. We got my guy, Edward, up here. Love it, my guy. I'm going Durant and or Booker. That's my take, Durant or Booker. We're going to get to each of these guys. We got, let's see here, York in here. What's up, Recap? What's up, my brother? Max, Fernando says Mikal Bridges for sure. And then Nick's Prophet Curry says, Nick should go after either both Bridges, J.J. Jackson, Giannis, Jalen Green, or D. Jones. Man, those are a lot of names. I want to really break down that comment. We're going to get to that, I promise you, and we're going to break down some more of your comments because it's flooding in, and I see the viewers going off right now. If you guys haven't done so already, it would mean a lot. Smash, obliterate, destroy that like button, and let's get it started. Because if you go back to that list, we got Devin Booker starting off that list. Now, starting on the realism of Devin Booker, let's go to the Suns owner. Suns owner has already made it clear, extremely, extremely petty man. He is not going to break up his big three. So Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, like Bradley Beal would fetch anything anyways. It's like people are talking to me the other day. Well, if only they could trade Bradley Beal. If only they could do it. What? So what? What could happen? What would they trade him for? A bag of chips? What is he worth? He's not worth anything. He barely played. And when he played, what did he do? That Suns owner is out of his mind. What is his name? Matt Sheba? Ishiba? Whatever his name is. Out of his mind. Now, I understand you don't want to break up the big three. I understand that. There's not really motivation for him to do that as well because they're stuck. Look at where they are. He also made recent comments about draft picks, and he told his fans, if you were hoping that we were going to make some draft selections or think about 2029 or all these things, we're not going to do that. Now, maybe he doesn't care about that, but the rest of the league, they're salivating over that. They're hearing this man say he doesn't care about his draft picks from years from now, regardless of the team he's going to have at that point. Every team around the league is going to want to do business with you, but unless you're going to include Booker or Durant or one of those guys, you're not going to get really any real bids. You know what I'm talking about? So I don't see Booker really going anywhere, and I honestly don't see Durant going anywhere. There's no incentive for them to trade those guys. And Durant, if Durant is traded, you want him? Because if you trade assets for him, is he going to get unhappy again, disgruntled again, and go away? And if he goes away, what are we doing? What's happening? This is the point. You can't trade for a Durant. How many years Durant's going to give you? Look at his age. He's a great fit, by the way. But look at his age. How many years of good health and good play is he going to give you? Under head coach Tom Thibodeau, we have to consider all of these things when we're trading for somebody. This is going to go back to the thing we're going to talk about later. Best fit and best player. Because there's a major difference when we're talking about it. Going more into this Devin Booker situation, shout out to my guy Howard Beck. He is going to be a guest of the show very soon. He is a reporter for The Ringer. He gave us the following update, basically about Booker and Towns and likely the stars the Knicks are looking at or at least trying to go after this offseason. If Booker, according to Howard Beck here, if Booker or Towns or some discontented superstar becomes available, rivals expect the Knicks to pounce again. Pounce, not go after them, pick up the phone, pounce. That's the word he used. But if the past 4 years have shown us anything, it's that the Knicks will take a measured approach and having Brunson in the fold means they can negotiate without the former desperation. You know what he means by that? You know what he means about the former desperation? When the Knicks used to go into each and every single one of these negotiations, right? You have to sell them New York, but you also have to sell them maybe what we can do. We just got to the second seed with a hobbled roster, seeing Jalen Brunson turning into a superstar right before our eyes. What are you selling now? You're selling, you want to come play with Jalen, right? With three-time all-star Julius Randle, right? With OG Anunoby, right? With what we're trying to build in New York. New York, one of the major markets of the world. Talk about getting paid and getting paid. When you get a contract in New York, it does not talk about any of the sponsorships you get in New York. We talk about Jalen Brunson potentially leaving, what, $114 million on the table if he signs the extension with the Knicks this offseason, right? But do we talk about the sponsorships he'll likely recoup all of that money for with every other sponsor he gets because he plays for the Knicks, because he plays in New York? We're not going to talk about that because it's separate, but to Jalen, it probably comes into play. So a lot of times when players are quote-unquote leaving money on the table, yeah, they might be leaving it, but they're leaving it to get it somewhere else in other cases. And Jalen, the way he's playing, superstar status, that Dunkin' Donuts commercial is not the only commercial you're going to see him in. These cooking competitions are not the only things you're going to see him in. This brother, he is going to get paid, massively paid. Not the only one. There are a lot of other players on this team that are going to get paid. We're going to break down all of those things in a second as well. But obviously, going back to Devin Booker, he's not realistic at this point. I love Booker. Don't get it twisted, guys. If Devin Booker becomes available, will Leon Rose go after him? Absolutely. The rumor going into everything when Leon Rose was hired as president of basketball operations, there were two names that came out. Booker and Cat. Cat has flooded the rumor mill for ages now, but nobody's talked about Booker because of his loyalty to the Suns. He also has that Mamba mentality. Shout out to Kobe. He wants to be loyal to one organization. When you think about all of that, it's hard to see him leaving. Not impossible, but hard to see him leaving that situation, especially because he's that type of character of guy. And I think he believes he can win with the squad that he has. And I think that owner's going to try to build whatever they can around that team and hope for the best. That's all they can do. They don't really have any draft picks at this point. So that's where I think they're going to stand on the Booker situation. But let's go to the comments, see what you guys have to say. Excuse me over here. Let's see here. We got other guys saying, what's up? Recap, what's going on, guys? I feel you. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Oh, God, I pray to you. Please don't let them trade Julius Randle. That's IU. I don't think they're going to trade Randle. I know this has been coming up a lot, but there really is no incentive for the Knicks to trade Randle. If they trade Randle right now, his value is down. He's recovering from an injury. He hasn't played in a while. And really, from Randle, what you want to see is postseason play. High-level postseason play is what's going to get Julius Randle's value all the way up. It's going to skyrocket. Imagine Randle after a great season and a strong postseason run. What is his value going to be? Way higher than it's ever been ever before as a Knick. And I think that's what the Knicks are likely going to wait for if you're going to trade Randle. But right now, he's part of the core pieces. I still remember January. Maybe some people have forgotten, but I still remember it. And in January, this Knicks team was running through the league. And we didn't even have Bogey yet. We didn't even have Burks yet. And I think we had those two players on this team at that point in time when we had Julius Randle taking so much attention down low. You're telling me they couldn't look better or thrive? I think anybody looks better when they're open. And one of those guys would have been open with Randle drawing so much attention down low. If you're asking me what we were missing during the playoffs, it was Randle. Randle drawing two or three defenders down low, opening up the wing, the perimeter, top of the key, all for our shooters and our players. That's missing. That's why a fully healthy Knicks team runs through the league. And that's why I've been saying it. I've been screaming it on every single show. Some people think I'm crazy because I said that the Knicks potentially, when healthy next year, could make a run for the number one seed. Is that crazy? Really? What seed did we get this year? Let me think about that. Number two. And we weren't healthy. So you're telling me it's crazy to think we couldn't reach number one? We can reach number one and beyond. with a healthy Knicks team, we absolutely can. By the way, I know you're going to ask, shout out to my guy, CP the Artist, for my attire today. This is one of my favorite Knicks players ever. Obviously, Patrick Ewing and a New York sweater over here. I'll probably post the link on social media, but he's one of my favorite content creators as well, too. Again, CP the Artist, not to be confused with the great CP the Franchise as well. Excuse me, Franchise as well, too. That's my guy as well. Please support both of them. But this sweater came from my guy, CP the Artist. And if you want to support content creators, make sure you get his gear. But going back to this Knicks team, like I said, right now, this team is in prime position. You want to know why?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Guys, because other years we had to really throw everything at any star that became available, because we needed as much talent on this team as possible to make us competitive. Right now, we don't need to do that, do we? What do we need to do now? Patience. What does Leon Rose excel in? Patience. What is he going to do? Be patient. So I think that's what the Knicks are going to do right now. We're not going to make any moves. We're not going to hear about those moves specifically yet until we get closer to the offseason, when Leon Rose can re-sign some players, and then we get to see the outlook. Because the players that we re-sign, what we do with Bogey, all of these things are going to let us know what the Knicks are going to do in the offseason. When they pick up Bogey's option, which I think a lot of us believe they're going to do, that means they're likely going to make a major trade. You don't do that unless you're thinking major trade in your head. And I think that's something that they're going to consider. But we'll wait and see what other options happen with Leon Rose in this front office. Let's go back to the chat gang over here. King D says, hit that thumbs up for a recap. Appreciate you, my brother. That's one of my biggest supporters, one of my guys, legit, one of my friends in real life. I see that guy. We have drinks. We talk Knicks. We talk all basketball, really. That's one of my guys. Please support him. Keep going to the chat over here. We got IU says, preach, my brother, preach. We got Knicks ran out of steam says, Randall will be due an extension after next season. If the front office doesn't want to get to that point, Randall trade will be an option. It will be, and I'm not saying it won't, but it can't be an option now. Why would a Randall trade make sense right now? It just doesn't, because Randall doesn't make sense right now to trade because his value is so low. Again, we got to think about who's available. The Knicks are not going to trade Randle for a role player and three picks. That's not going to be what Randle comes back for, or a really good shooter and three. That's not going to happen. You're not going to trade Randle for that. Randle gives you superstar numbers. If you don't get back a superstar for Randle in a trade, it's a failure. You all know that. It's a failure. But going back to this list over here, because I do want to get back to some of these names here. Kevin Durant, I guess we can skip him for a little bit, but I know some people want to talk about him. Where's the Kevin Durant over here? So we had an article that came out, I believe it was a week or two ago. This came from TheHeavy.com, where an NBA executive said that the Knicks are a prime candidate for a blockbuster trade to add Kevin Durant. Now, listen, for me, again, fit versus player. Is Kevin Durant the right fit? Absolutely. Skill set wise, he is. Shooting wise, he is. Threat, he draws attention everywhere and can score from anywhere. No knock or shade to KD. But the problem is, you don't only trade for that, right? KD, when you trade for KD, you also get a lot of the baggage as well, too. And you get the uncertainty of, will he stay or will he go? And then if you trade assets and he leaves, and then you have to get more assets for him when he leaves, you're never going to get the assets back, by the way. You're never going to recoup assets for Kevin Durant. Look at the Brooklyn Nets. Look at where they are. They traded KD, their best player. They got back Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. Look at where they their outlook is right now. They have no direction. They're directionless. You think any other team want to sign up for that? I don't want to do that. I love Kevin Durant's fit. I just don't like the baggage. I don't like what he would mean for this team in terms of how the fans would look at him or treat him, how the teammates or the locker room would treat him, how he would fit under Tom Thibodeau. There's so many question marks for KD. I'm good on that. And honestly, he's not realistic, like we said, because the Suns are not trading him. So right now, not realistic. And I'm very thankful for that, because if he was realistic, maybe Leon would at least entertain it, right? He'd pick up the phone at least. KD, that level of superstar, you pick up the phone and you at least have a conversation about him. But this year, we don't have to worry about that. Let's continue. The next person on this list, Joel Embiid. So, Joel Embiid, here's the funny thing. Last year, they get eliminated, right? Probably the day after they get eliminated, the reports start flooding in. Embiid is a player to watch for the trade market for the Knicks going after him. This year, the Knicks eliminate the Sixers. We see dirty Joel Embiid start doing dirty Joel Embiid things. Have you guys read a report about Joel Embiid leaving the Sixers? I haven't. Have you guys read a report about Joel Embiid coming to the Knicks? Leon Rose connection, any of that? I haven't. And before the show, you know, because you know me, I love to do my research. I researched this. The last article about that, I want to say was a few months ago, like 3 or 4 months ago. Can't pinpoint it exactly. But even with that article, had nothing to do with the Knicks potentially going after him. Just all of the connections that made sense. That's it. So even back then, there was nothing taking into account that the Knicks were trying to go after Joel Embiid. And as of right now, that's still the same. So Joel to the Knicks, it can be on this board all they want. You can list them all you want. I think Joel Embiid to the Knicks is done. Everybody remembers what this man did in the playoffs. Imagine that type of player coming to this team. A lot of people will probably hate it. It would probably cost a lot. It would definitely cost you Randle. And I don't know if it would make you that much better. And after this year with Joel Embiid and all the injuries he dealt with, if you guys know my feelings about Zion Williamson, I'm not a fan of Zion. I don't like Zion because of the injuries. He's not available when you need him the most. Joel Embiid, this year, he just checked that box. He is not available when you need him the most. And when he is, look at what he gives you. Look at the player that he is. I'm good on that. And it looks like the Knicks are good on that as well, too. Let's go to the chat, gang, real quick, see what you guys have to say. Let's see here. We got Troy. Oh, another Troy in the house. Shout out to the other Troy. Other Troy. Shout out to other Troy. Says, when has Randle performed in the playoffs? All right, well, you know, other Troy took a shot at Randle. Should have probably read the comment before I did that. I still do that because your name is Troy, but still. Listen, I understand Randle has not shown up in the postseason. I understand that. But listen, in my opinion, I give Randle with this Knicks team 1 year more for a postseason run. That's what I'm doing. Because you're right. We haven't seen him showed up. But let me ask you something. Have we seen Randle ever surrounded by this much talent before on a Knicks squad? Because I can answer that question. It's no. So if we haven't seen that, and he's clearly not the number one option anymore, he's number two right behind Jalen Brunson. If all of that's the case, have we ever seen a Julius Randle, a number two option Julius Randle in the postseason? We haven't. And until we have, I'm going to wait to see that. I'm going to wait and see what Jalen Brunson, this version of Jalen Brunson, superstar level Jalen Brunson, and obviously this other Julius Randle, somebody who's built chemistry with Jalen Brunson over the course of these last few months, you know, over the year, for the last few seasons, I should say. He's built chemistry with Brunson. We can't hold that against them. And because of that, I think that's only going to help that and contribute them to get better. So in my opinion, Randle is a key to this team. He's a core part of this team, and you don't move him unless you can get a superstar back. But I appreciate you, Troy. Let's keep it going here, though. I see you, says Preach Brother. Oh, that's another comment I already read. Trav B says, salute my guy. Keep doing your thing. Trav B is my guy, man. Always with the great songs, the great hits. Always giving us the great songs on Twitter or Instagram, wherever you follow him. Make sure you're following my guy. During the season, he was putting out some bangers for the Knicks. Always giving us some great rhymes for either Jalen Brunson. He was doing some great ones for DiVincenzo at times. Love this guy, man. Please go ahead, give him a like, give him a follow. And obviously, if you see him on Twitter, whatever the case may be, say hi to him. He's not a stranger or anything, so make sure you give support where it's due. Let's keep it going. We have Rob over here says, let's get started. You already know, man. Let's get started. I got to create a shirt that says, let's get started. Because a lot of you guys always say it in the comments. And I have so much merch. Shout out to my merch, by the way. I have a shop on YouTube or on myspreadshop.com. You can go shop my merch. There's a lot of things there for the show. It obviously helps support the show. So I appreciate you guys if you do check out the merch. But I should add a Let's Get Started shirt. That would probably be smart. It's my main slogan. I say it every show. And there's not one merch that says it. Great. That's great marketing, right? Shout out to myself. I'll get on that. Let's keep it going, though. Knicks out of rotation. Oh, Knicks out of steam, I should say. Says Sixers are the team that will pay OG 40 plus a year. I don't know, man. 40 plus a year for OG? They might do that just to be spiteful to the Knicks. Maybe. We'll continue. Get to that. Let's see what else we got here. Ben's here. He says Kevin Durant is unbelievable, but it will mess up the chemistry in terms of what we have. That's exactly what I said, Ben. It will mess up the chemistry. KD is a great prospect. Don't get me wrong. He fits, but he fits everywhere. I mean, he's a superstar. That type of shooting, that type of attention that he draws, the way he can command wherever he is on the court, he fits everywhere. Of course he fits with the Knicks, but not only chemistry concerns, it's locker room concerns, it's the baggage concerns. How many good years of KD are we going to get? Likely that trade costs you Randle as well. And some people will say that's okay. Randle is not as good as KD. That's true. But Randle fits better here than KD does. That's my opinion. But in your opinion, you tell me, who's the better fit for Tom Thibodeau, or at least under Tom Thibodeau with this current Knicks team? Is it KD or is it Julius Randle? Because I don't think that's talked about enough. I would agree with you. Player for player, in terms of talent, it's absolutely Durant. But at this stage of his career, where Randle is and where Durant is, who's the better fit on this team right now with Tom Thibodeau? Because I think it might be Randle, but I want to hear what you guys have to say. Let's keep it going here. We got some eye marks here from Crisp, I think is. All right, it's Crisp. So I think that's his name. We got Roberts over here. Says, I'm a Spurs fan, but I love your content. Appreciate you, Robert. Appreciate you for coming in. Even you're a Spurs fan. I don't care where you enjoy your fandom from. If you're a Spurs fan, you're a Sixers fan, you're an Indiana Pacers fan. I see a lot of people, by the way, a lot of my new subscribers are actually subscribers from other teams. I have no idea why you're, you know, subscribing to a Knicks content channel, but it's likely either because you like the content, you like the energy, you like the flow. Maybe you like something like that, or you want to find something else to hate on. Either way, let me say this. Thank you. You're not hurting me. All the bad comments, they don't hurt me, because for every negative comment that you leave behind on me, there are about four or five of the community members of this community that go after each and every one of you and say, why are you here? Why are you part of this channel? Recap is awesome. By the way, even though I can't respond to the thousands of comments that I get each and every day, and I appreciate that, I try my best to get in touch with each and every one of you guys, and I see all of them. I see all of your comments. That's why I do this. That's why I do the content, I do the work, I do the videos, and I put my head down each and every day, and I try to stay humble, because I know in an instant all of this can go away, but I try to stay hardworking, and I try to put out the content that I know you guys appreciate and you guys want. And it seems like you guys have connected with it, so I really appreciate that. So thank you guys. We're going to go to a few more comments, and then we got to get back to this list. We're going to run, like I said, for about, I don't know, maybe another hour or so. So we have a lot of time here, so don't worry. We're not going anywhere. And again, for anybody who's new to the channel, hit that subscribe button and smash, obliterate, destroy till your mouse button can't feel it anymore. Click that like button, please. It helps out the show. Thank you, guys. A couple more comments over here. Let's see here. We have Troy coming back here. KD said he would snipe off ball. KD would snipe off ball. Absolutely would. The problem is, how are we getting him off ball if you trade Randle? He's going to be doubled or triple teamed alongside Jalen Brunson. And the same type of environment and lanes and opportunities that you get with Randle, you might get the same with KD. The only difference is KD in that three-point shot is so respected because he's an assassin that he would draw out the paint so much more. He would open up lanes. So definitely it would be different. But again, you have to talk about the baggage, guys, and what you get back. It's all about that. So we have to consider that. Let's keep going here. Brooklyn Own says, run it back. Keep the team. Everybody had each other's backs. You can see where the fight is in each other. You can call this place New York home. No one gave them a chance on their other teams, but New York did. Is he wrong? Is Brooklyn wrong? Because I don't think he is. But again, run it back for me does not mean bring everybody back. Run it back for me means bring the core back, but you make notable upgrades where we need to upgrade. Like you bring in some more bench help that Tom Thibodeau is going to play. Maybe you draft a rookie that we're actually going to play. Or you bring in a veteran that Tom Thibodeau likes that's going to see some playing time. Because some of the main things we need is a consistent backup for OG Anunoby. In my opinion, you draft that. You have two picks this year. You have to draft the wing with at least with one of them. So you draft OG Anunoby's backup. And then you go out in the trade market and you get the right fit to add to this team. And if you have to trade Mitchell Robinson, Bojan Bogdanovic, and some of these first round picks to do so, you got to do it. It's fit right now. And if the right fit star is here, you trade for him. Mikal Bridges is made available and Brooklyn says, you know what? I'll trade with the Knicks too. Leon is going to do everything to get that man on this team. There's a reason I mentioned Mikal, because he is one of the players on this list. I skipped them only because we're talking about Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, and unfortunately, they're a package deal. But let's go ahead and move into the next player on this list. By the way, I am laughing right now. I have to go ahead and get to this comment. Sorry, guys. Beezus Chips. What is that name right there? It's Beezus. I'm just going to say Beezus. I can't read your last name, at least on this side, because I can't read this far away, but it says Beezus. And he says in the comments, every time my wife hears your voice, now she yells, let's get started. That was hilarious. Great comment. Comment of the day. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to highlight that comment. If you guys have other funny comments like that or funny stories, leave them below. It's hilarious. Some people have DM'd me and said that sometimes they were watching my video late at night and they got some complaints from their neighbors because even though it's low, I'm still loud. Guys, I can't change that. First of all, I'm Guyanese. I'm Caribbean. Talking loud is normal for us. And then you're telling me to talk about the Knicks. I'm already passionate. I'm already hype. And I'm excited to talk about the team I love. Combine all of that, you get this. Loudness in the best form. It's raw, but it's also very important. Let's go ahead. Back to the list, though. Mikal Bridges. Now, I did a video about Mikal. I did a number of videos about Mikal because he's my number one main target. I did a couple of shorts on Instagram and on Facebook and obviously on the app X. Shout out to everybody who was supporting that as well, too. You guys already know where I stand. And I think you guys already know where I'm going with this and what the report is. Now, obviously, the right report here is from Bill Simmons, because you know this is the one I've been saying for a number of times now. Bill Simmons has stated on his podcast that he believes Mikal Bridges will be traded from the Nets to the Knicks this summer. He states that I think that's who they want. I think that's who they'll overpay for. You get that. Then you pair it with what the Nets owner Joe Tsai had to say when he said the franchise is at a crossroads. I've never heard a team that's not going to experience major change before say crossroads. He says crossroads means you have to do something. You have to make a decision. You have to make a trade. Let's continue here. And he also mentioned that Brooklyn's roster will be revamped this offseason to compete in the long run rather than win immediately. That means Mikal Bridges, if you're looking to build around him, is that really a long-term build? Is that what Mikal Bridges signed up for? Because right now, Mikal Bridges, he is in the prime of his career. If you send him to the right team, he goes off. But the right team is not building around Mikal. If you're building around Mikal, I question your judgment as a basketball GM or anybody who knows anything about basketball at all. Mikal Bridges, he's the player you build around? No, he's the player you add to a roster and complete it. The Knicks are basically there. You add Mikal Bridges to Randall, Brunson, OG. You find a way to keep Ihart, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo. Hopefully, you keep Deuce McBride in this entire situation. Let me tell you this. If they do that, you're telling me that's not a finals team? Who's stopping that team? You might be saying to yourself, what happens when they trap Jalen Brunson? It's not like Mikal Bridges is garbage on offense. He just can't lead in offense. He should not be the leading scorer. But if you want him to be the second scorer or the third scorer on a team right behind Randall, he can do that, because if it's not Jalen, it's going to be Randall. And if it's not Randall, it's going to be Mikal. And Mikal Bridges can operate as that third scorer. How do I know that? Funny, did he not do that in Phoenix with Booker and with Ayton? Because he wasn't getting the majority of shots. But why was his value so high? Iron Man. Why was his value so high? Defense. Why was his value so high? Could score whenever you needed him to. That's why his value's high. That's why, in my opinion, when we're talking about best fit versus best player.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kel Bridges is number one. There is nobody, no one else on this list that fits better than him. Maybe Booker, you can make an argument of Booker. I'll give you that. I can talk about that. But Bridges, over Durant in terms of fit, over Booker in terms of fit, over Embiid in terms of fit, over Paul George in terms of fit, over Donovan Mitchell in terms of fit. Do you see where I'm going with this? Mikal, number one. They should fix that list. Mikal is number one. And then it's Booker. Then it really should be Donovan, not really KD. But that's where I am with the whole entire thing. And given where the Nets are right now with their franchise, the owner, not the GM, not Sean Marks, one of the worst GMs I've ever seen, by the way. I have no idea why he still has a job. He has a job and he let go of three future Hall of Famers. One of those Hall of Famers is in the NBA Finals right now, Kyrie Irving. Whatever. Anyways, the owner comes out and he says, I want to see change. If the owner is saying it, we're seeing it. We're seeing change. Mikal Bridges is one of their best assets right now. Cam Johnson, very good asset. Best asset? I don't know. I don't think so. Very good asset. But Mikal Bridges is likely going to net you the most. The only thing that the Knicks have to be concerned about, really, is just the Nets and what they're looking to do in terms of other teams. Because if they get Mikal Bridges and they make him available, the Knicks are not the only team that they're going to look at, right? They're going to look at some other teams here. The Rockets are going to come up, and the Rockets probably have the best, I think probably the best chances to get Mikal Bridges than any other team because they have more assets. They have the better assets. They can basically gift back the Nets their future. And if you're Joe Tsai and you really want to make a change to your roster and you want to get that future and build for the long term, the Rockets make sense, but that's if they give up all of those things. All of those assets, are they really going to be able to do that? Are they really going to be able to give up all of those assets? In my opinion, I don't think so. I don't think they'll want to do that given the fact that Mikal Bridges' value is down. So I think it's going to be best offer available, but the Rockets are the only team along with maybe OKC that could outbid the Knicks. But OKC doesn't need a Mikal Bridges. And even if you want to argue that other teams may be able to, not a lot of teams besides the Rockets can offer a better deal. The Knicks can beat anybody in terms of picks. And if they really wanted to, not saying that they should, but if they really wanted to, you're telling me they can't offer a boatload of picks to get Mikal and still keep this roster intact? And by the way, for everybody telling me cap guru, cap hell, whatever the case may be, if the Knicks are able to get that team and they become a second apron team, they'll do that. They'll be that team for that roster. They'll keep that team and pay whatever they need to pay in order to keep that roster active and healthy. Because that roster gets you a chip. It's the closest you get to a chip. We all understand that. You see it. We all understand it because we watch it each and every time when we watch the games. So this is what we're talking about here.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.